Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Our conversation now is with Umfundisi, who has been or has been assigned to us to help us understand things that are very complex or way too complex for our meager minds, untrained minds, to compute and comprehend. We didn't do theology, you see, and that's why we need those who are schooled and trained in theology to be able to help us understand things that are way too complex for us. And this segment is called Ask a Pastor. Our Ask a Pastor segment is dedicated to you and your questions. Whatever it is that you have as a question that is bothering you, please call me or send a text message, send a voice note, and my producer will take your questions, forward them to a pastor, find you a pastor who's going to answer the question like we have today, and the pastor will give you an answer which we trust and believe will be satisfactory. But my undertaking and my role is to put together a list of questions that are designed to elicit the answer you need. So I will try by all means to ask the question from different angles so that we can have as much meat from what the pastor is saying as possible. Our question for today, Mfundisi, is how do you approach someone who only believes in God during tough times?
It's a very difficult situation, you know, when people believe in God only during tough times. But I also believe such people are at a better position than one who does not believe in God at all. And so I would say to us as the church, to us as those who believe in God, we should perhaps try to approach them with a level of sympathy. We are at different spiritual levels. And so for one person, believing God in tough times is where they spiritually are. And so I would suggest that we need to approach them from a point of sympathy before having that judgmental mentality, and try to understand their perspective before even giving them Bible verses or trying to show them that they ought to be acting different. So from my perspective, I would just encourage us as the church, as those who believe in God, as Christians, to approach people with a level of sympathy. If possible, I would say we need to be a bit empathetic towards them, and then help them to see the dangers of that type of a relationship.
Okay. So I might ask you this question. We have seen people in the Bible doing exactly this. The Israelites, for example. They were believing God one time and disbelieving in God at another time. Their faith was wavering to the extent that Moses would say, "How long will you waver between two?" Echoing the voice of Elijah, Joshua also had his own moments of asking people to take a stand. Do we see any empathy from God for people of that nature? I remember during the time of Korah and Dathan, God swallowed them with the ground and buried them alive. No empathy there. Why do you want us to be empathetic if we know that if you don't choose God consistently, you run the risk of being swallowed by God whole? I mean, God didn't show any empathy, did he?
The book of Judges in the Bible, is highlights sort of a story of an Israel that rebels when things are nice. And then when God moves away from them and other nations start to attack them like the Philistines. In other words,
Right.
when tough times come, they then realize, hey, we forgot there was someone called God.
Yes.
Then they come back and start praying, God, we need your help. And God would send a judge, you know, without asking question. He would send a judge. The judge would deliver them. As soon as they were delivered, they'd do the same thing again. And
Absolutely.
so the whole book of Judges shares that same theme from one judge to the other, whether it's Samson, it's who, but there's a constant theme of them. Whenever things or the situation seems to be nice, they forget God and do whatever they feel like
Yeah.
doing. When the things go bad, they call on God, but constantly, God hears them and answers them, knowing them that they you know that they have this type of relationship where they might not be genuine to God, but nonetheless, you know, when they come to God, God is always there with open arms to say, I welcome you back. So even with Israel, I would say God has been very empathetic. You know, if he was not, Israel would have been totally destroyed.
Do you want to perhaps share with us these examples of empathy, or are you suggesting God sending a judge is God showing empathy?
Just that, what you just mentioned, that God sending a judge, because when it comes to the book of Judges, what would happen, the theme there is that, as I've previously mentioned, they would disobey, then God would move away, then a nation, be it the Philistines in one instant, be it another nation, the nations would come and then take over Israel. And then Israel would then, you know, cry to God, and then God would send Samson to deliver from the Philistines, send Deborah, or to send Gideon. You know, God kept sending judges,
right?
In order to deliver from these nations after Israel had disobeyed for a while. So you, in fact, each and every judge, if you follow the book of Judges, each and every judge was sent at a time of crisis when Israel was not listening.
Right.
But each and every time when they came to God, God would then come back to, you know, God would have sympathy upon them and would deliver them.
Right. My question, Fundisi, is the empathy part. I don't know if we have any evidence in scripture, even in the book of First or Second Judges, where we see God demonstrating empathy. He's demonstrating justice, but not empathy. That's what I'm struggling with. Do we have any evidence in scripture where God demonstrates empathy for a wavering, faithless people?
I would argue that, in fact, you know, to empathize with someone is putting yourself in their shoes, and, you know, coming down to their level.
Right.
And the greatest example of that, this is going to sound cliche, but it would be Christ himself, because, you know, he comes and dies for the very Israelites who do not like him.
Right.
And for me, that is a form of God showing empathy towards human beings and bringing himself to their level and being one of them. And so I see that as God showing empathy to people who perhaps were rejecting him, to people who perhaps saw him as only God when it was relevant in their lives.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's me being overly pedantic. Maybe I'll just let that one go, Mfundis, because again, while you can use the example of Jesus, I'm okay with that. God first allows us to be punished, and he sometimes even kills with all the 12 judges we know. He allowed them first to suffer, his own Israelite nation. He allowed them to suffer first. I'm not quite sure if he was empathetic, but that's a question that we're trying to get to, Funis. So the approach there, you're saying it must be like that of God. I understand you're describing it by calling it empathy. I see something slightly different done by God, but is the am I understanding the pastor well that we must respond the way God responded?
My response to that would be our approach.
Your voice is muffled again. I need you just adjust your handset.
That understands that God deals with us at different levels in terms of spiritually.
Right.
God would not deal with Moses the same way he dealt with the Israelites.
Right.
Moses had to make one mistake, whilst the Israelites were making constant mistakes. But nonetheless, my suggestion is that when we meet people in such a state,
right,
who believe God in tough times, we need to understand that we are at different spiritual levels,
right,
before we even want to perhaps preach to them, read them verses that says, "Come to me, draw unto me, and I will draw unto you."
Right,
that would
right.
be James. So before we even try to show them that it's detrimental for their spiritual life.
Right.
We have an on and off relationship with God.
Yes.
We need to first understand that's where they are at a spiritual level,
right,
and understand that God can reach them at that spiritual level. So my argument was just that we should not bring judgment.
Yes.
Judgment should not be our first thought when we meet such people, but we should rather try to persuade them that nonetheless, God loves them, as John 3 verse 16 would say, God loves them in tough times and in happy times, and they need to understand that in order for them to grow, they need a constant relationship with God, not one that comes during tough times.
Right.
But I was saying, before we even get there, we need a level of understanding.
Right. Okay. So this level of understanding is demonstrated where in the scriptures, Mfundis?
All of scripture demonstrates a level of understanding. This is my argument. I gave you an example.
Yeah.
This is my argument. When God meets sinners, you know, he meets them where they are.
Right.
By that I mean, for Moses' knowledge, he only had to make one mistake.
Right.
But for Israel, God knew that at their level of understanding, they could make a couple of mistakes and judgment would come.
Okay.
You know? And so my argument is that even with people who come to God in terms of tough times, God, you know, will deal with them. Obviously, eventually God is going to judge.
Right.
But my argument is that we should deal with them. You know, previously you were talking about Paul who was, at some stage attacking the church.
Right.
And, you know, if God would have dealt with Paul at that stage of attacking the church,
right,
his life would be over. But, you know, God says, at your level of understanding, this is how I'll deal with you.
Right.
And when you know Creator, and he deals with you at that level. So I would suggest that with people who tend to seek God in times of, you know, we should encourage them, obviously,
okay,
to build a relationship with God. Because the Bible would then say, you know, you guys are my branches, and I am the vine, and so
right,
you need to abide in me for you to grow.
Right.
So for them to grow spiritually, they need a constant relationship.
Yes.
Remember,
yes,
if they're not abiding constantly, there's no constant growth. But, however, I'm just suggesting that we need to approach those people with a level of, for lack of a better word, sympathy, empathy, or a level of trying to understand them. And then when we try to understand them, try to show them that, you know, God loves you. And as much as you are doing this, for you to grow, this is detrimental for you.
Hmm? Okay. All right. I can tell I'm talking to a pastor. you're exercising your empathy right now. You are feeling for them right now. We'll leave it right there. Thank you very much for today's conversation. Have a wonderful day, brother. We'll pick it up again tomorrow. Have a wonderful day, Mfundis.
Thank you, everyone.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.